there, Don.
If some questions arise, you just raise them. We'll try to deal with them as we go, and we'll just ask the Lord to bless us for our time together.
你们如果有什么问题呢,你们尽管问。我们现在要那个,当我们开始学习的时候呢,我们祈求主来赐福给我们。
So let's just pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we do pray that you'll help us this afternoon. You know all about our need. You know all about our desire to walk in your ways. But Lord, we find it difficult, and so we need your help.
主啊,我们祈求今天下午您的帮助我们,我们都需要您的帮助,我们都愿意在您的路上与您同行,但是我们有时候发现有点困难,求您帮助我们。
So we just pray that you'll help us now as we consider these truths together.
我们现在祷告就是您现在就能帮助我们当我们开始学习这些真理的时候。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
Now, we've mentioned before that the general background to James is the trials and the difficulties of life, especially in the context of interpersonal relationships.
雅各书它主要是应对一个在我们受试探和受试验的时候，也就是在我们人生的困难的时候，特别是在我们和人之间的那个关系处理的时候。
You have troubles and trials in the circumstances of life, the things that are around us.
你们呢，就是说在你的人生中呢，有这样那样的困境的时候，那么说呢，这些周围的那些环境呢，也是围绕着我们。But
this book of James is more about the people that are around us and the issues that are associated with people rather than the issues associated with things.
这个雅各书所讲到的主要是说在我们在这样的一些环境的困苦的那些环境中呢，我们周围的人，而是更多的是谈到更多的是人，而不是我们周围的那样的一些环境。And
so the issue before us today is what about the people? Some people are just not as equal as others. Some people we spend more time concerned about, others we don't like so much. We could even have favorites. I like him, I don't like her.
这样的问题呢就出现了，就是说你们在和人相处的时候，是不是能够平等的对待每个人呢？因为在有时候。 我们喜欢一些人，我们有时候也不喜欢一些人。这样的话呢，你对人有不同的一个对待方式。So
our responsibility is not to have favorites, but to treat everyone, to love everyone equally.
我们的职责呢，就是不要去偏向某一些人。我们就是说要对每个人爱他们，对待他们都要平等。So
the chapter then begins with the line, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism one person to another."
雅各书第二章第一节。 我的弟兄们,
so he puts the issue to them. Suppose a man comes into your assembly, your meeting, wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes comes in. If you show special attention, to the man wearing the fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
第二节呢，他就提出了这个问题。第二节说，若有一个人带着金戒指，穿着华美衣服，进你们的会堂，就用一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去。第三节说，你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人，说请坐在这好位置上。对于对那穷人说，你站在那里会坐在我脚凳下面。第四节说，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
So in particular, we notice this at the chapel. When somebody comes in, we want to make sure that we love everyone equally.
就特别的表现在我们在教堂的时候，我们在教堂里面呢，如果任何人进来，我们要对待他们公平的对待。
And some people would say, well, some people are easier to love. Some people are easier to care for than others, and they would tend to be favorites.
有些人呢，就是说我们很容易去爱他，我们也很容易去关心他们，这样呢，就是出现了偏心的状态。
It is true that some people in life are better adjusted than others.
这个是真的，就是有些人呢，他们在他们的人生中呢，比其他的人呢，就是容易一些。Some
people are easier to love than others.
有些人呢，我们很容易去爱他。And
especially, it's easier to love the rich people because we think, well, if he's rich, maybe if I spend a lot of time with him, he'll give me some of his money.
这个呢，很容易让我们说去爱那些有钱的人，因为我们会这么想：如果他很有钱，我多花点时间在他身上，他可能会给我一点他的钱。But
the true Christian has got to say no. I'm going to love everyone equally.
真正的基督徒呢，就会说呢，我不会这样，我会爱每一个人，平等的待对待每一个人。
So there are various stories that I could tell. I'll maybe just tell you one story.
有很多故事呢，我是可以跟大家讲的。所以今天呢，可能我就给大家讲一个故事。When
our mother was a teenager, she lived in a smallish house, and it was obvious that she wasn't one of the rich people.
那个我妈妈还是一个青少年的时候呢，她住在一个小的房子里，这个很明显，她不是一个有钱人。She
started coming along to the chapel when she was just a teenager, maybe 12 or 13 years old, I'm not sure. But she and her family came along and they were quite young.
但是当他开始，他去教堂的时候，他的家人一起说他是个青少年，大概是十二十三岁，他不是很确定，但是他那个时候非常年轻。On
top of that, they didn't know very much about the Bible.
特别的是呢，他们不很懂圣经。Among
those who lived here, who attended the assembly, was a man who lived in one of the nicest houses in the city of Vancouver.
在那个教堂里来到的一个人呢，他住在一个很华美的一个房子，在温哥华。He
was a successful businessman.
他是一个非常成功的商人。And
his wife was a lovely person.
他的太太呢，也是一个很可爱的人。
And she would often come to my mother and to my mother's sisters and brothers, and I believe to my grandmother too. And she would say, why don't you come to our house for dinner?
她通常呢, 会来到我们的, 妈妈跟前，还有我妈妈的姐姐、弟弟、哥哥，还有通常是我的外祖母、外祖母，他们通常会邀请他们去他家说，你来我家吃晚饭吧。
My mother would say, I don't deserve to go to her house. I couldn't invite her to my house at my father's house. We're very poor. She's very rich. But my mother said, she loves us. She's prepared to entertain us in her lovely house.
她呢，我妈妈就想着说，哎呀，我不值得去他家，因为我没办法邀请来我家吃饭，因为他很有钱，我却很穷。但是呢，他说呢，他非常有钱，他爱我们，他愿意招待我们。
And that very simple act of inviting my mother and her family to this lovely house, that had a profound impact on my mother.
这个呢，他们把他妈妈和他妈妈的家人邀请到那一个非常的可爱的房子里去，这个呢，在他妈妈的人生中影响极大。
And she basically purposed in her heart that when she was able, she was going to be a woman of hospitality. And she was going to be entertaining other people. She would entertain the poor and the preacher and everybody else. But she said, I was entertained. I was treated with grace and kindness, and I'm going to do the same.
所以这样呢，他慢慢的就成为一个特别喜欢接待别人的人。他慢慢的开始在家里招待所有的人，用他的爱，用他的所有的那些心思来招待那些讲道的人，讲教堂里的信徒，还有其他的任何人。
Now, of course, the opposite could be true, couldn't it?
当然呢，这个反面也可能会成立，是不是？
The people in the assembly could have said regarding my mother and her sisters and brother, they're just teenagers. They don't really count. We're not going to be interested in them. And they could have ignored or they could have set aside my mother and her family.
这样呢，当时他妈妈呢，教堂的人也可以那样去对待他妈妈，因为他妈妈说的他们还年轻，他妈妈的哥哥姐姐弟弟妹妹都年轻，而家里人年轻，所以这些人太年轻，他们其实不重要，我们也不用管他，就把他们放一边吧。
So the Christian is not to have favoritism.
基督徒呢，不应该偏待人。
If there were 6 children in your family, and you were the mother, would you say, this one's my favorite, this one's next, and you'd rank them all in order of your favorite in the family? Would you do that?
如果你在家里你有6个孩子的话，你是那个妈妈，你会这样说呢？这是我最爱的孩子，这个是我第二的，这个是第三的，你会把他们排起来，排个顺序，你会那么做吗？
The answer is no, that would be very, very wrong.
那答案是你不会那么做，因为如果你那么做会非常非常的不对。
So it is in the Christian family. It would be very wrong if we prioritize the rich people or the, I'm not sure, the smiley people or those we tend to get along with more easily. Don't prioritize. Don't favoritize the family of God or the people who are not the family of God.
在我们神的家里呢，我们就不应该这样去把有钱人或者那些容易相处的人排在首位，然后把这个排一个位次。所以在神的家里，我们尤其不应该这么做。对神的家里的人或者不属于神的家的人都不应该这么做。
Now, there are many reasons why we wouldn't do that. Number one is just because we know it's unkind. But the fact is, we don't really know who is rich in God's eyes or not.
我们不这么做呢，是因为这么做呢是你不友好。但是另外一个原因呢，就是我们 真的不知道在神的眼里谁是富有的，谁是贫穷。
So verse 5 says, Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
第五节说，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
So very often those that we feel are the rich people are maybe in God's sight. They're not rich in God's sight at all. It may be the poor people who truly do love him and worship him who are far more important to God than the rich people.
通常呢，我们会认为那些极其有钱的人、富有的人，在我们眼里看呢，他在神的眼里看却并不是那样的。但是那些贫穷的人呢，他们爱神，他们敬拜神呢，他们在神眼里远远比这些有钱的人要重要的多。
Verse 6 says, But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him who you belong to?
第六节第七节说，你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那负责人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
The poor are very, very often the ones who are rich in God's sight.
这个通常呢，那些穷贫穷的人呢，在神眼里却是富有。
And of course, there are examples of this in the Bible.
当然了，在圣经里有这样的例子。
This is the book of James. And James' name in Hebrew is really Jacob.
这本书叫雅各书。雅各书呢，其实在英文里叫詹姆斯。詹姆斯在希腊文里的呢，就是叫雅各。
And Jacob's family didn't really live this principle very well.
雅各的家庭呢，并不是按照这样的一个原则来生活的。
Jacob's eldest sons all despised Joseph.
那个雅各的那些所有的儿子们呢，都歧视那个约瑟。
He was the youngest. He was probably the poorest. He spent his time with his daddy rather than with the rest of the boys. They all looked down and despised Joseph.
约瑟呢，他是最年轻的，可能也是最穷的。他和他的爸爸在一起的时间呢，比他和他的哥哥们在一起时间要多，所以他的哥哥们呢都歧视他。
They all said, "We're rich. Joseph is poor. We don't care about him."
他们所有的哥哥们都说我们有钱，那个约瑟是贫穷的，所以我们不用管他。
And of course, he went down into Egypt, became the governor of the country. And when they came down to him, they were poor, and he was rich and powerful over them.
当然了，约瑟后来就去了埃及，下了埃及去以后呢，他成了埃及的统治者，然后他所有的哥哥们呢，当时就很贫穷的哀戚去见他，当时他的哥哥们都变成了穷人，但是约瑟却变成了极有权力和极其富有的人。
Oh, how embarrassed they were when they found out who he was. They had to admit what they had done to him. How terrible.
所以当时他们见到约瑟的时候呢，他们会感到多么的尴尬，他们会多么的羞愧，当时他们在约瑟身上所行的事儿，这是一个很可怕的事儿。
Well, the same was true in David's family, wasn't it?
在大卫家里也是同样的，是不是？
Samuel came to Jesse, David's father, and said, I want to hold a feast tonight for the Lord. You bring all your sons here because I want to meet them all God's got a plan for them.
撒母耳，先知撒母耳来到那个大卫的父亲耶西家里，他就跟他说呢，把你所有的儿子都招来，今天晚上在这里吃晚饭，然后我要告诉神在你儿子身上的计划。
And all the big deal brothers said, that's fine, we'll be here, and they all came to meet Samuel.
然后大卫的那些所有的哥哥们都说，哦，这是一件大事，所以他们都来到他爸爸家里来和那个撒母耳相会。
Samuel had to say to Jesse after the sons had appeared to him, he said, are these all your sons?
然后那些他会见了他所有的耶西的儿子以后，他就问耶西说，这是你所有的儿子都在这里吗？
And they said, well, no, there's another. We got a younger brother and a younger son, but he's not important. We're having this feast, but we left him with his sheep. We didn't even invite him to dinner.
他说那就说呢，哦，这不是我所有的儿子，但是呢，我还有一个最小的儿子，但是他不重要。我们就开始吃宴席吧，我们大家就开始了，不用管他。
Samuel said, we're not going to eat supper until he comes. You go get him.
Samuel 说呢，如果他不来，大卫不来，我们就不开宴。你们去把他叫来。
And so they brought him in. And I don't even know if he had enough time to get washed and cleaned up. He just came in to Samuel. Samuel anointed him to be king.
然后大卫王就来了。然后我认为他根本就没有时间去。去清洁自己，去洗脸洗手，但是他来了以后呢，撒母耳就说我们开始吃饭，然后撒母耳就高了他作为那个王。
And everybody in the family said, we've made a terrible mistake. We didn't honor this boy. God honored him. We said he's poor. We'll spend all our time on the big guys, the rich guys. And God said, no, you got it all wrong.
离了家里，所有的他现在哥哥们、家人们都说，我们都犯了一个大错误。我们从来没有重视这个最小的孩子，但是呢，我们认为他是贫穷，其实他在神的眼里是极其富有的，所以我们都做错了。
And so our love has got to go out to everyone equally, the big and the small, the smart and the foolish.The rich and the poor.
所以我们的爱呢，要给每一个人都是平等的，不管这个人是一个大人物还是个小人物，不管这个人是富有还是贫穷，不管这个人是聪明还是愚拙，我们都要一样的爱他们。
Well, there was a man who did a mighty work for God in.Los Angeles, probably in the 1930s or 40s, whose name was Dawson Trotman.
就有一个人呢，他在洛杉矶，他在做了很多的神的大的工作，所以他的名字叫 Dawson.
He founded a group of Christians that ultimately called themselves the Navigators.
那最终呢，他们就是找到了一帮那个一群基督徒，他们称自己为那种导航者。
And one of those navigators working under Dawson Trotman said, I think I'm going to go to Seattle and I'm going to start a work for God in Seattle.
其中一个那位 Dawson Trotman 工作的一个人呢，大家称为那个导航者。他说：“我要去西雅图，我要在西雅图做什么工？”
He said, "My job will be to get a group of really good young men together. I will teach them the truth of God, and they will be able to lead the people of God in the day to come."
他说呢，我在西雅图呢，我要召集一帮年轻人。这帮年轻人呢，我要去训练他们，训练他们呢，教他们神的真理，他们将来要成为那些辛勤的一些领导人。
So anyway, he decided he put an ad in the newspaper. And the ad simply read, if you are interested in learning about the truth of God and how you can be used of God, you come to our meeting. We're going to have a meeting at such and such a time and place.
那实际上呢, 他在报纸上呢做了一个广告, 他在广告里是这么说的, 说如果你对神的真理感兴趣, 你想要被神所用的话, 你就来参加 我们的会议在某天某日某个地方。
He was very disappointed after all his praying and all his advertising. Only one person came to the meeting.
他当时非常失望，尽管他做了那么多的广告，他也祷告了，最终来到他的会议里只有一个人。
And frankly, he wasn't a very promising person.
当然呢，他不是一个那个看起来很好的一个人。
He was a big guy, but he was a bit of a klutz. And Roy is going to have an awfully hard time translating the word klutz.
所以他说呢，这个人呢，他很高，但是他好像有点口吃那个。
A klutz is a person who doesn't really know what to do in any situation. He gets everything wrong. He's a social misfit.
And the 讲的 klutz 不是那个口吃的，他讲的 klutz 呢，就是一个人呢，他就是没有主意的一个人，他不知道这怎么做，那怎么做，通常他拿不定主意，做这做那。
Anyway, Lauren Sandy spent the evening with him, tried to teach him a little bit, and then he said, I'm going to advertise, see if we can get some more people next week.
然后那个人呢就开始教导他，跟他讲一些圣经的真理，然后他说我再在报纸上做些广告，做这些广告呢，看是不是有更多的人来。
So he put some more ads in the paper, and he spoke to the people he knew, and he did everything he could to encourage people to come to his meeting next week.
然后呢，他就又在报纸上做官，又到处去，用尽他所能去告诉别人，用他的力量，尽量让一些人来参加他下个星期的会议。
And so he did, but the next week only one person showed up.
下个星期呢，又只有一个人来了。
It was the same guy, the great big klutz.
也是那另外那个就是说，不知道没有主意的一个人。So
he was very discouraged.
所以呢，他非常的失望。And
he got on the phone and he phoned Dawson Trotman in Los Angeles, and he said, "What do we do? I wanted to teach some people how they could be." Used of God, and the only guy who comes is this great big klutz. What am I going to do?
然后呢，他就开始给那个Treadman打电话，在洛杉矶的，他就说呢，我真的想去鼓励他们学习神的真理，我真想召集一些人来，但是呢，我只招到那一个人，那个人呢，却是一个没有什么主意的人，那我怎么办？
And Dawson Trotman said to him, if there's only one person who's coming, then that's because God has only sent one person. And so he said to him, listen, you just teach him everything you know.
所以那个Dawson Trotman就跟他讲说呢，只有一个人来的原因呢，是因为神只派了一个人来。
And so instead of showing favoritism, Lauren Sandy said to this man, Charlie, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to try to help you. And he tried to teach Charlie Riggs everything he could.
所以这个人他就说呢, 他并没有歧视这个来的这个人叫Charlie，他就是Charlie，我会把我所知道的所有的神的真理都交给你，我要信你，要训练你。
Few years later, Billy Graham said, I need somebody to run my follow-up program.
就是很多年后呢，那个葛培理说呢，我需要一个人呢帮助我去做我一些跟伴随的工作。
Billy Graham said many people get saved in our meetings. They come forward and they say, I want the Lord to be my Savior. But the problem is they don't know anything about the Bible. They don't understand how to live as a Christian. Somebody has got to help them.
葛培理说呢，就说呢，我在我的那些讲道上，很多人呢都来到我面前说我要接受主为我的救主，但是他们却不懂圣经，他们对圣经知识甚少，他们也不知道怎么去学，所以我现在需要一个人来帮助这些人。
And then he said, but the person who's going to do this is going to have to be wise because we have converts all over the world.
他说这个人呢，我们要的人呢，必须是一个非常聪明的人，因为我们在世界各地都有这些刚信主的人。
So he said, we got to find the best man in the world to help these people who are new Christians. Somebody's got to organize to help them.
所以他说呢，我们要找到一个最好的人。 最好的人呢，来去把这世界上这些刚信主的这些人都组织起来，我们要帮助他们。So
the man he decided to hire to do the job was the great big klutz, Charlie Riggs.
然后他最终决定呢，请的这个人呢，就是我们前面讲的那个叫 Charlie Riggs，那个不着没有什么主意的那一个人。
Don't show favorites. Everybody that God brings into your past, sorry, into your path, is equal in His sight. You keep loving everybody.
不要去偏待任何一个人。任何一个人，神带到你面前，带到你眼前的人呢，都在神眼里是一样的，所以你要去平等的对待他们。
You don't know who it is that God is going to use.
你不知道神会用谁。
And so Sean McGill spoke at Bill Whiting's funeral.
那个叫Sean McGill的在那个Bill Whiting的那个追思会上讲话。
He was one of the most disobedient and rebellious children we ever had in our Sunday school.
他是一个在我们主日学里最悖逆的、最不顺服的一个孩子。God
saved him and made him an example and a blessing in the life of many.
他呢，神呢救了他，让他呢赐福给他，成了很多人的榜样。Don't
play favorites.
不要去。
All right, verse 8. If you really help, sorry, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing the right thing.
第九节说，但你们若偏待人，便是犯罪，被法律定为犯法。
Verse 9. If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
刚才他读的八节就读错了。第八节说，经上记着说，要人如己，你们若全守这自己的律法，才是最好的。第九节，但你们若安慰嘛，待人便是犯罪，被法律定为犯法。How
important is this? But if you show favoritism, sorry, verse 10, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in just one point is guilty of breaking all the law.
第十就是因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就犯了动条。
That's a very important principle.
这是一个非常重要的原则。
Many people say that the law is like a chain.
很多人说呢，律法呢就像一条链子。
And if you have a chain, you can hold one end of a chain and it'll go down and there's a loop and a loop and a loop and a loop and a loop all the way down.
如果你有一条铁链，你可以把铁链的那一头先这么拿着，然后就是一个环一个环一个环，一直到下面全部都连着。
All right, so if you have a chain and a bunch of links in the chain, how many links do you have to break before the chain won't hold anything and what it's holding comes crashing to the ground?
如果你有一条铁链，那么说那个铁链里呢有很多的那个环，然后下面呢就吊着一个东西，那要几个环断了。然后这个地下的东西吊着的东西就会跌到地上呢。
So Chelsea's answer is only one. That's what Chelsea says.
所以 Chelsea 是说呢只有一个环破了那那个下面东西就掉下去。
That's it. We've got to commit, we've got to, obey all the law. And if we break one link, we've,broken the whole law, and the chain comes down.
所以这个呢，就是说我们要遵守所有的律法。如果有一条有一环破坏了，被违背了，就像是一个链子的一个环断了以后，所有的东西都会掉到地上。
So verse 11 says, "He who said, 'Do not commit adultery,' also said, 'Do not murder.'" If you do not commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker.
就是一些人呢，那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。你就是不奸淫，却杀人，仍是成全了律法的。
And a lot of people will tell you, they say, well, I'm pretty good. I remember the Ten Commandments. I keep the Ten Commandments.
有些人说呢，我是那个遵守了所有的十诫，所以我并没有违背律法。
And then you say, all right, here are the Ten Commandments, you list them. Tell me which ones you never break.
然后呢，你就说那这是就是十诫，这样就是一个链子，告诉我哪一条你没有违背。
Have you ever told a lie, they say.
他们就说你说过谎吗？
And the answer is if that's one link in the chain and you have told a lie, then you have lost the argument.
这答案就是呢，如果说你说过谎的，那么说呢，这条铁链上的一环就断了，然后你就输了那个辩论。
Every one of us have broken one link in the chain. Many of us have broken many links in the chain.
我们每一个人都破坏了这个链里的一环，甚至有些人破坏了很多环。
So you don't even show favoritism to a person who appears to be more righteous than another person.
所以你不要去偏爱那些表现出来更那个更有那个的人。去和其他的人，你表现出比那个你更喜爱的人去偏待他们。
Verse 12 says, "Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom."
第十二节说，你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说的话行事。
What do we preach?
我们在传什么道？
We preach that anyone and everyone who comes to the Lord Jesus can be saved.
我们传这样的道，就是任何一个人，每一个人来到主这里的都可以得救。
And so we can't tell what God is going to do next. All we know is we treat everybody equally and tell them Jesus wants to save them.
我们不知道神的下一步是怎么做，所以我们要平等的对待每一个人，告诉他们主可以救他们。
And then by the grace of God, he will save some and he will cause some to be greatly used of God.
借着神的恩典呢，神就会拯救一些人，这些人呢，将来会成为属神的伟大的人。
I think if I had been the Apostle Peter or one of the disciples after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, I would never have told the Apostle Paul about the Savior.
这，I didn't get that.
I don't think I would have preached to Paul. I would have said, no hope for him. I'll preach to these other good people. Okay. I won't preach to that bad man.
Okay. Got it. 所以他说呢，如果他是彼得，使徒彼得和那个。任何一个那个当时主耶稣的门徒在主耶稣复活以后他不会去向保罗传道的因为他说保罗是个很坏的人我不会跟这些人传道
的。God does great and wonderful things with people who don't look at the beginning like they're going to be amount to anything for God.
神呢在很多人身上呢行了很大的奇事他并不是说去看重那个人刚开始他做的一些什么事情。
There was a man by the name of Judson, Adoniram Judson.
这有一个人呢他的名字叫 Judson Adoniram.
Two or three hundred years ago, a long time ago, he decided that he was going to be a missionary to Burma.Myanmar.
很多人年前呢他决定了就是几百年前决定要到那个缅甸去传道。
So he went there and he preached and preached and preached and preached and nobody got saved.
然后他呢去了那里然后他开始传道传道传道没有人得救。
And finally they threw him into prison.
然后呢他们就把他关到监狱里去了。
When he was in prison, he came in contact with one of the most notorious murderers in the country.
然后他在监狱里是碰到了那个当时缅甸最有名的一个谋杀犯。
And Judson led that dear wicked man to the Lord Jesus.
然后 Judson 呢就带领那个非常邪恶的人呢信了主耶稣。
And that wicked man was let out of prison and he became a marvelous evangelist. And many, many, many people trusted the Lord because of the murderer who got saved.
然后那个人从监狱里被释放以后呢他就变成了一个非常有名的传道人。然后很多很多人呢因为他就得救了因为就算一个谋杀犯都能得救所以很多人也得救。
Judson could have said, I'm only going to preach to the good people.
那个 Judson 可以说呢我只向好人传道。
But the Lord had him preach to that wicked man, and many found the Savior because of him.
但是呢神通过那个邪恶的人呢长驱到神的道人很多人呢都因为他得救了。
The verse 12 is, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives liberty. And we preach to all that the Lord will give them liberty if they trust the Savior.
第十二节说呢，你们既然要按照使人自由律法受审判，就应该照这律法说话行事。
Verse 13 says, judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
第三就是因为那不怜悯人的也要受 无怜悯的审判。怜悯然是向审判夸胜。
So who are you going to speak to about the Savior?
所以你会向谁讲救主呢?
Answer anyone who will listen.
答案是任何愿意听的人。
And so we go to the chapel, and the door opens.
我们来到 教堂大门敞开着。
And sometimes it's a man who looks like he's a rich man and he's well appointed and we say, oh, very much, and we honor him.
有时候呢，进来一个人，看起来非常有钱，看起来也像一个非常好的人，我们说啊、哦，我们尊重他。
And the next person who comes in is well, it just they don't look very good, they don't act very smart, and you could almost say, why don't you go home?
就下面呢又来了一个人，这个人呢。看起来也不怎么好，然后呢，他行事方式也不怎么明智，你就会说呢，啊、哦，为什么你不回家呢
？The Lord says we treat each of them equally. The Lord judges each of them, and He will do what is right for each of them.
所以主说呢，我们要对待每一个人平等的，神将来呢。要审判每个人呢，也是按照平等的审判。
So every time I see the door open at 16th Avenue Chapel, I ask myself the question, why did this person come to this chapel today?
通常呢，我在十六节教会的时候，在教堂的时候，当门打开的时候，我看见一个人进来，我就问我自己一个问题。我这个人为什么要来到十六节福音教会呢
？And the answer is because the Lord sent him.
答案是因为神把他送来的。
And then what do we do?
We say,
if the Lord sent you, then we better do what the Lord wants us to do because you sent him to us so that we could do it.
然后我们但是因为神把他送来了，我们就应该按照神教我们带他的方式去带他，因为是神送他来的。
So to all who come, we show mercy, not judgment. We show mercy. We can't judge. We just show mercy to everyone.
对所有进来教堂的人呢，我们都显示怜悯，而不是去。论断，我们不能论断人，我们只能向他们，显示我们的怜悯。
All right, verse 14 then goes on, and it says, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him?"
第十四节开始，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
Many people say, I've got a Bible, and therefore I'm a good person.
有些人说呢，因为我有一本圣经，所以呢，我是个好人。
Other people say, well, I read the Bible, and therefore I'm a good person.
另外一些人说呢，因为我读圣经，所以我是个好人。
Some people say, I understand the Bible, and therefore I'm a good person.
有些人说呢，我理解圣经，所以呢，我是个好人。
Some people even say, I believe the Bible, and therefore I'm a good person.
有的人甚至说呢，因为我相信圣经，所以我是个好人。
But James says, do you obey the Bible?
雅各却说呢，你顺服圣经。
You may have all the other qualifications, but if you don't obey what you say you believe, then your faith isn't of value.
有的时候呢，你可能前面所讲的那几条你都有了，但是如果你不顺服圣经，这样呢，你的信心呢是没有价值的。
And then he goes back to the story about who's coming to the door of the chapel. And he says, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. And if one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm, be well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
读的是第十五节、第十六、第十七节，他讲的这里是说呢，如果有一个人在教堂，若是弟兄或者姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，第十六节，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需的，这有什么益处呢？第十七节说，这样信心若没行为，就是死的。
So we say, Lord, what we want to do is we want to believe you, and then we want to do what that belief says we ought to do.
所以我们怎么说呢？我们跟说呢，跟主说，主啊，我们相信您，但是我们就相信您说的，您说的我们都照着去做。
And in so many delightful ways, that plays out in the Christian life.
在那个基督徒的人生里，有很多以一种喜悦的方式去做。
And so, as you know, I tell lots of stories, and at this point, there's lots of stories that I could tell about the kind things that you have done, the kind things that others have done in the assembly, because they see a need and they say.I can fill that need somehow.
在这个点上呢，我其实可以讲很多故事，你们大家都知道我喜欢讲故事，所以我可以告诉你们所行的很多的好事在你们身上。我们可以说呢，在这里这个人身上有需要，这个人有需要，你们就满足他的需求。
Each one of us says, now Lord, what could I do to meet the need?In this other person's life.
我们每个人都会说呢，主啊，我们可以满足这个人他在他的人生中所需要的东西，我能做些什么呢？
And there are so many different needs that each of us say, well, I could maybe do this. Someone says, well, I could maybe do that. And in one way or another, the needs of the body are met. The needs of the non-Christians are met.
所以在我们这里呢，有很多人呢，他们在人生中有需求。这个人说呢，我可以满足他这方面的需求。那个人呢说可以满足他那方面的需求。所以不管是信徒还是不信的人，很多人的需求我们都可以满足他们。
So you'll remember the story of the people who were listening to the Lord Jesus preaching one day out in the countryside.
大家都记得这样一个故事，就是主耶稣基督呢，有一天在那个乡村里讲道，然后一个人在听主耶稣讲。
It was late in the day, and The Lord Jesus said, I would like to feed these people. Is there anything we can feed to them?
然后那天呢讲到呢讲得很晚了。很晚了以后呢，在主耶稣基督说，你知道我要给他们一些吃的，我们有什么可以给他们吃呢？
And one boy said, well, I'm prepared to share my lunch with somebody.
一个小男孩说呢，我准备分享我的午餐给一些人。
And the Lord Jesus took that little boy's lunch and multiplied the bread and the fish. And 5,000 men plus women and children were fed.
那主耶稣基督就拿个那个小孩的那个午餐，然后把那些鱼和饼呢，然后就把它加多，再然后把那个鱼和饼越来越多，他就甚至就喂饱了。
That's a beautiful picture, isn't it? Of what can happen and could happen and should happen when we simply say, I am going to try to serve the Lord. I'll do what I can.
这是一个很美的画面，是不是？我们每个人都说，我一定要尽我最大的努力，我一定要去做一切的事情，可以去服侍主的。
All right, so the next verse says, verse 18, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds or works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by what I do. So that's the principle, isn't it?
就是吧，就是比有人说。 你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便藉着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。这是一个原则，是不是？
Do you believe? Yes. How could you prove it? Well, you would do what you say you believe should be done, even if it's hard.
你相信吗？ 是相信。那你怎么证明呢？ 你去把你信的东西做出来，就算有时候很难做到，你要把它做出来。And
if you see somebody who is doing the right thing, you might ask him why.
如果你看见某个人在做一件对的事，你就会问他为什么你这么做呢？And
if he says, I'm doing it because I believe in Jesus, then you'd probably say, you're right, you do believe in Jesus.
他如果说是我这么做呢，是因为我相信主耶稣基督。你说啊，对啊，你可能是信主的。He
may do the works, the good works, for any other reason. He may do it just so that he can appear to be a good man. But if he says, I believe, and he does the works, then you would know that he does believe.
他做这件好事的时候呢，可能有很多其他的原因。 可能也会是他自己的影响，是出他是个好人。但如果他说呢，他是因为信主来做这件事，你就会说呢，哎，你是相信主耶稣的。Now
verse 19 says, you believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder.
第19节说，你们信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
So it's true, isn't it? There are many people who say they believe God, but really you can't prove it because they don't prove it. Their life doesn't show it.
是真的，有些人呢说他们信主，但是他们却不能证明，你也看不到，因为他们的行为并没有表现出来他们信主。
The world is full of people who say, I believe in God.
在这个世界上充满了那些说我信有神的人。But
it's only the people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ who go to heaven.
但是只有那些信主耶稣基督的人才可以进天堂。And
there are many people who say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but you see, they don't, because we know that they don't do the things that a believer would do.
有些人呢说他信主耶稣基督，但是我们却知道他是不信的，因为他不去做那些信徒该做的事。They
do a lot of things that the believer is not supposed to do. And so when they say, I believe, you say, well, you may, but I can't see it. I don't see any proof.
他们做经常会做一些基督徒不会做的事情，当他跟你说的时候，说我信的时候，你会说我知道你不信，因为你证明不了你的信心。So
I saw a statistic a while ago, basically said this, one out of every four people in the United States say that they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我看过一个统计，那个统计说呢，在美国有四分之一的人说他们信主耶稣基督。That's
a pretty high number.
这是一个很高的一个数目。And
if you ask them, do you believe it? They would say, yes, I believe that.
你如果问他说你相信吗？他说是我相信那个。
So when I was living in the United States, we had a Christian club on the campus.
当他在美国住的时候呢，他们在他大学校园里有一个基督徒的俱乐部。There
were probably 40,000 students on the campus.
那里呢，可能我们在大学里、校园里有40,000人。
That's a lot of people.
这是很多的人。
We used to have a Bible study on Friday night.
他们在星期五的晚上有一个圣经学习。
And by and large, the people who really did love the Lord Jesus used to go along to that Bible study.
那很多呢，他们爱主耶稣基督的人呢，会来参加这个圣经学习。
40,000 people, how many people do you think went to the Bible study?
40,000人，你认为有多少人会去参加那个圣经学习呢？
Well, if 25% of the people were Christians, then you'd expect about 10,000 people to go to that meeting, wouldn't you?
如果是有25%的人是信徒的话呢，你就会知道有10,000人参加那个学习，是不是？
How many people came?
多少人来参加呢？
About 20-25.
这20到25个人差不多。
What about all the rest?
其他人呢？
What did they do on Friday night?
他们在星期五晚上在干什么？
Well, they went to the parties. Friday night's always party night.
他们参加聚会，因为星期五晚上通常是聚会的晚上。
Now what did they believe?
那么他们相信什么呢？
They believe it's better to go to parties than it is to learn about Jesus.
他们认为他们最好是去参加聚会，而不是来学习主耶稣基督。
They said it's better to go to parties than it is to follow and serve Jesus.
他们认为他们最好是去参加聚会，而不是来跟从和服侍主耶稣。
Okay, why is this written? Because in the days of James, who wrote this epistle, there were all kinds of people who said, I believe it. I believe it. See you later. Bye bye. I gotta go now.
为什么在这封信要写呢？因为在雅各写这封书信的那个年代呢，很多人说呢，我信主，然后呢，拜拜，这就够了，我已经信了，没别的事儿。
So people say to me, well, Harold, there are a lot of people who come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. How many of them really believe what we teach?
所以有些人就问我说 ，Harold， 有很多人来十六届教会，其中有多少人相信我们教导的呢
？And I say, well, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
But I say, I wonder how many come to prayer meeting.
但是我说呢，我就也主要看中有多少人来参加祷告会。
If you really believed it, you'd come to prayer meeting, wouldn't you?
如果你真的信主的话，你会来参加祷告会，是不是？
How many people read their Bible every day?
有多少人每天都读圣经？
Well, if you really believed it, you'd read your Bible, wouldn't you?
如果你真的信，你会每天读你的圣经，是不是？
How many come to Bible studies, like this on Tuesday afternoon?
有多少人能参加我们像今天下午这样的圣经学习吗？
And you do, praise the Lord. Other people go to other meetings at other times, but at least they do something.
所以你们都来了，感谢主。但是也其他的一些人，他也可能去参加其他的一些圣经学习。这个就是最少他们会去做一些事。
So I was at the chapel outside, I think, at the chapel one nice summer evening. I was just standing there saying goodbye to the people, and one of the older men came up to me.
然后呢，有一天呢，星期天的晚上，我就站在那个教堂的十六届教堂的门口，跟他们说再见。然后有其中有一个老年人向我走过来。
He said to me, Harold, you often give the announcements at the chapel.
他说呢 ，Harold， 你通常呢在那个教堂里发布通知。
And he said to me, you often announce the prayer meeting.
你通常呢发布那个祷告会的消息。
And then he looked me square in the eye and said, so why don't you come to the prayer meeting, Harold?
然后他就跟我说呢，你自己为什么不来参加祷告会？
I said, oh, okay. So that's when I started coming to the prayer meeting.
然后我就说呢，这就是为什么我就开始参加祷告会了。
And we all grow slowly, little bit here, little bit there, little bit here, little bit there, but keep on growing. And James writes this, and he says, you say you believe it, okay, you obey it. You say you believe it, you obey it. Keep on growing. Keep on doing what you say you believe you should do.
然后我们每个人呢，都从这里成长一点，那里成长一点，大家都在成长。然后呢，你说你信。 你信呢？你为什么不就顺服呢？你信什么你就顺服什么，然后你信服，信你顺服，然后这里你信。All
right, verse 20 now says, "You foolish man, that would be a man who does not do what he says he believes. You foolish man, do you want evidence that your faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did."
第二十节，那个第二十节到22节，第二节就说呢，虚浮的人呢，这就是那些说了他不去做的人。 虚浮的人呢，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？ 第21节，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕儿子以撒现在坛上，岂不是因为行为称义吗？ 第22节，可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
You remember the story. God said to, or sorry, Abraham said to God one day, God, will you please give me a son? God said, yes, I will.
你们大家都记得这个故事，亚伯拉罕有一天跟神说呢，神啊，求您给我赐给我一个儿子，神说我会赐给你。And
then Abraham said, all right, I believe that you will. And the Bible says, because he believed, he was made righteous. Genesis 15.
Verse 6.
And then many years later, God said to Abraham, do you still believe that I'm going to make a mighty nation out of your son? Abraham said, yes, I believe it.
然后呢，很多年以后呢，神来跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你相信我会让你的儿子的后裔成为一个伟大的国家吗？ 他说，我相信。
And God said, all right, Abraham, what I want you to do now is take your son up to a mountain that I'm going to show you, and I want you to kill him and offer him as a sacrifice to me.
然后这个亚伯拉罕说，那好吧，我想要你现在把你的儿子带上到一个指定的地点，然后到那个山顶上把你的儿子献祭献给我。
And Abraham said, what?
亚伯拉罕说，什么？
How could that possibly be?
这怎么可能呢？
And God said, Abraham, if you believe me, then I want you to take your son and offer him as a sacrifice to me.
而神跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，如果你真的信我，我要你把你的儿子作为祭物献上。And
Abraham said, all right, I will.
亚伯拉罕说，好吧，那我会献上。And
the book of Hebrews tells us that what Abraham believed was that if he killed Isaac as a sacrifice, the Lord would raise Isaac up again to life so that he could be the father of the multitude.
这个希伯来书说呢，亚伯拉罕相信， 如果他把以撒给杀了，神会让他复活，然后他会成为万国之父。
Did Abraham believe God?
亚伯拉罕信什么？
Yep. How did he prove it?
是，他怎么证明？
By doing what God asked him to do, in spite of the fact that it didn't make any sense and was exactly the opposite of what he felt should be done.
然后就是照着神的话去做，尽管呢，这个时候呢，看起来做这件事没有任何的道理，或者说是完全是他应该做的事的相反的方向。
People often say, you know, if God was really good, then he would make it easier for me to believe.
有些人说呢，如果神真的是那么好，他会让我去信他，让我很容易的去信他。
If God were really good, he would look after me better.
如果神真的是那么好，他会把我照顾得很好。
No, sometimes God appears to be doing things we don't like in order for us to prove that we really do love him.
这个不是这样的。所以有时候呢，神让我们去做一些我们不愿意不喜欢做的事，这样呢，以此来证明我们真的是爱神的。
The proof of love and the proof of belief is always the same. We prove it when we do what is right when it's very difficult.
这个呢，证明你的爱或者证明你的信呢，通常都是一样的。就算我们认为这件事很难去做，我们就做它，不管怎么说，去做。
So the issue here is always the same. Are we going to love one another? Are we going to be kind to one another? Are we going to be helpful to one another? Or are we going to play favorites? God says, no, you always love one another, even if it's hard, even if it's easy, we must go out in love to each other.
这问题永远就是这样的。我们是互相爱呢，我们是互相友好呢，还是互相帮助呢？所以我们不要显示我们有偏爱，尽管有时候这些事情很难，我们也同样的要去爱每个人，要记得每个人友好，要去帮助每一个人。
So the argument goes on in verse 23 and says, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abram believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness, and he was called God's friend.
第二三节继续说，这就应验经上所说的，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
And therefore, verse 24 says, you see that a person is justified or declared to be righteous by what he does and not by faith alone.
第二次就是说，这样看来，人称义是因为因着行为，不是单因着信。
So that's illustration number one, the story of Abraham and Isaac. Now the story, illustration number two, is verse 25 and 6.
这个呢，前面讲的呢是那个讲的第一个例子，就是故事是亚伯拉罕和以撒的。下面呢，接着第二十五节、第二十六节讲的第二个例子。
It says, in the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and then sent them off in a different direction.
第二十五节说呢，妓女哪和接待使者又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义的吗？
And so you remember the story of Rahab. She was in the city of Jericho.
你们大家都记得这个妓女哪和的故事，她当时呢在耶利哥城里。
The Israelites had crossed over the Jordan River, and it was obvious that they were going to come and attack the city of Jericho.
当时的以色列人呢，穿过了约旦河，他们当然下一个目标就是要征服耶利哥。
But the question was, who was going to win the battle? The Canaanites in Jericho or the Israelites?
问题就是谁会赢得这场战争呢？是当时的以色列人呢，还是在耶利哥的迦南人？
So she said, well, that's pretty easy. The Israelites are going to win because God is on their side, and on our side, all we've got is the devil and evil. God will win, we will lose.
他说呢，这个很简单，因为以色列人肯定会赢。为什么呢？因为神是站在以色列人那一边，而我们在耶利哥的迦南人呢，只是魔鬼和我们在一起。所以呢，那个神一定会赢，我们一定会输。
So she said, all right, I believe that God is going to win this battle.
然后他说呢，我相信神会赢得这场战斗。
And she thought, what am I going to do?
然后他说我会，那我应该做些什么呢？
And I think one day she got up in the morning and she looked out the window during the day and she saw two men who were spies.
我认为有一天早上她起来，她向窗外看的时候，她看见两个人，他们是探子。
She said, I think those men are Israelites.
她说我认为那些人是以色列人。
And then she said, I'm going to invite them into my house.
然后她说我会邀请他们来到我家。
Now the problem was that if it were known that she was entertaining Israelite spies, the Canaanites in the city would probably kill her.
这里的问题呢，就是如果她接待了以色列人的探子，当时在耶利哥的迦南人可能会杀了他。
But she invited them in anyway.
但是他呢，还是把他们请进来。
And then the Canaanite police came along and said, there were some spies came in here. You deliver them to us. We'll kill them.
然后那个迦南人的警察进来了，所以有几个探子进来了。你把他交给我们，我们会把那几个探子给杀了。
She said to them, well, you're right, they were here, but they've gone.
他就会说呢，对对对，他们是在这里来过，但是他们已经走了。
Well, she was right, they had gone. They had gone.
Yeah, 他是对的，他们已经走了。
All right, and they'd gone to the roof, actually.They weren't in the house, they were on the roof now. And instead of saying you'll find them on the roof, she simply said they've gone.
然后呢，她说的，她没说的没错，因为他们是走了，他们不在房子里，他们就在屋顶上。所以呢，他们并没告诉他们他们在屋顶上，而是告诉他们他们走了。
And then instead of putting them up, sending them out onto the street, she let them down on the back side of the wall with a rope and they ran away and everything was fine. But if the police had found them and her, she would have been killed.
然后呢，他并没有把他们赶到大街上，这警察走了以后，而是用那个绳子吊个篮子，从他们那把那个城墙上放下去，然后那几个探子就走了。如果警察看见他那么做，警察会杀掉哪个？
Did she believe?
他相信吗？
Yes.
是。
Was it easy for her to believe?
对他来说很容易信吗？不是的。
Did her work?Prove that she believed.
她做了行为来证明她信吗？
Yes. And was she rewarded because she believed and because her work was a proof that she believed?
然后她因为 他的行为证明了他信他而得到了奖赏吗？
And the answer is yes, 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 yes.
对，答案是是是是是是是是。
Okay, number one, when the city was destroyed, she and her family were not destroyed.
第一条呢，就是当那整个城市被摧毁的时候呢，他和他的家人并没有被摧毁。
Number two, she married a prince of Judah and she lived happily ever after.
然后呢，第二条，她嫁给了那个犹大部落的王子，然后她过上了很幸福的生活。
Number three, she became, I think, the great grandmother of David the great king.
然后呢，第三条，她成为大卫的祖母的妈妈。
And there's maybe farther back than that, the great-great-grandmother. I can't remember how many generations.
因为他成为那个伟大的王大卫王的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈，他不知道到底是哪一个妈妈。
Number four, the Lord Jesus Christ came out of her line.
第四条呢，主耶稣基督是从大卫王这条线出来的。
Okay, the principle is simple. Faith without works is dead.
这个原则呢非常简单，没有行为的信心是死的。
Number two, the proof of faith, which is works, that particular proof is not only hard, but it is associated with great blessing.
那个第二条呢就是证明。证明你的信心是真的，那样的行为，有时候呢，那些行为呢是很难行出来的。但是如果你做到了这行为呢，会给你带来极大的福气。
So the lesson is for all of us: don't just say I believe, prove it by what you do, and God will bless you abundantly.
所以我们学到的一课呢，就是呢，不要只是说你信，证明你是信的。那么神呢就会丰丰富富的赐福给你。
Verse 26 says, the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds or works is dead also.
第二点就是身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
All right, well, that's pretty much our story for today. And we're going to pick up in chapter 3 next week. We've got time for one short question, if you have one short question.
这就是我们今天的要学的，下个星期我们要学第三章，我们还有一点时间，大家可以问一个简短的问题，如果你有一个简短的问题。
The great issues that we're facing is this, how do we get along with other people?Answer, we trust the Lord with them the same way we would do in the great difficulties of the circumstances of life.
这里问题呢，就是我们怎么去对待其他的人，所以在我们人生中，尽管有时候非常艰难，我们也要同样的平等的去对待每一个人。
The major circumstances of our lives are the people that God has brought into contact with us.
这个主要的我们的周围的这样的所遇到一些处境呢，就是神把人带到我们周围来，我们可以接触的那些人。
We are all family, we love one another, we try to help one another, and we don't play favorites becauseAll are God's children.
我们都是家人，大家庭的家人，我们要互相爱，互相帮助，不要去偏待人，我们要平等的爱和帮助每一个人。
All right, well, that's our story for today. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get together, Lord willing, next week.
这就是我们今天的故事，然后我们来祷告，主若许可，我们下个星期再一次在这里相聚。
Lord, we thank you for the fact that you lead us in life.
主啊，我们非常感恩这样的事实，在我们的人生中是您在带领着我们。
And Lord, by your grace, you brought us into contact with people who are rich and people who are poor.
主啊，借着您的恩典，您把那些富有和贫穷的人带到我们这里。
And you brought us into contact with situations that are easy and other situations that are hard.
您也把我们带到一个那样的一个处境，有时候呢是很容易的，有时候是很难的。
Lord, help us, we pray. Help us to not only hear the word, but to believe the word, and then to obey what we believe.
主啊，求您帮助我们，我们祷告。求您帮助我们，我们不光相信，我们信了以后，我们也去做出来，然后我们也去顺服我们所信的东西。
Thanks for our time together today. Bless with the children this afternoon and in the prayer meeting this evening, we pray.
求您赐福给我们，也求您赐福给下面来的儿童的圣经学习，还有晚上的祷告会，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们向上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all. The Lord bless you. So good to have you with us again today.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。谢谢。